Mumsy busied herself chatting away to Flib with no mention of the shrewmaid's former state.
That is a grand old song, sure enough. Come on now, darling. Try a drop of me hot cordial and a piece of me good flan.
Flib sat up straight.
Thank you, ma'am. That'd be nice. By the way, my name's Flib. What's yours?
The Waterfall served Flib.
Asher, you can just call me Mumsy. There now, Flib. You'll enjoy that.
As Flib concentrated her attention on the food, Gherchin whispered to Mumsy.
Yeah, ma'am. She's looking a lot better, eh?
The Waterfall kept the voice low.
That's because she's blanked out the slaying of that old fox. I've seen such things happen afore, but you must never mention that she killed the fox. Don't want her to go all funny again, do we now?
Mumsy paused a moment, then warned the guests, holding a paw to her mouth.
Hush you now. Some beast's outside.
They sat with bated breath. The Waterfall murmured.
You stay here now. I'll go and take a peek.
Flib was right at her side.
I'm coming with you. Don't argue. It'll do you no good.
Swilt the Shade stood on top of the rocky stream bank. He watched his four ravager guards climb down to the water. They drank from the cold, clear running stream. Then, seeing the abundant watercress, they began stuffing mouthfuls. The tall Sable allowed them only a moment before he gave orders.
Enough of that. Get back up here whilst the trail is still fresh. I intend to catch those runaway deserters today. Come on, move yourselves.
The vermin guards knew better than to disobey. They scrambled hastily up, trotting after their leader, who was already marching swiftly off into the woodlands. Two heads popped over the bank top, Mumsy and Flib. The Waterfall rubbed a paw on the grass.
Sure, that was close. I don't know for the life of me how they managed not to see us. That last idiot trod right in me paw. Are you all right, Flib, darling?
The shrewmaid smiled grimly.
Oh, I'm fine. But wait till old Swill sees that fox. Ha! That's one piece of scum. Won't be going back with him.
Mumsy stared at her companion.
You remember what happened to the fox, do you?
Flib narrowed her eyes fiercely.
Of course I do. It was him or us. That lousy vermin would have murdered me and the two little moles without blinking an eye. So I got him first and killed him. And I ain't sorry I did. So there, I'll do it again if I had to.
Mumsy chuckled.
And here was meself, trying to spare your feelings. Sure, a real old killer you turned out to be, Missy Flib.
The shrewmaid stared after the retreating vermin.
That's cause I'm from a line of Gaussian warriors. Nothing can change that.
Dawn broke pale over the eastern treetops as Buckle and his friends made their way cautiously through the woodlands. They could not move at a fast pace because of the Gaussian tracker, Sniffy, scouting the ground ahead of them. On fording a small streamlet, they saw him on the other side, seated on a fallen alder trunk, waiting for them.